This is the BBC.
Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. We've got a particularly good Bumble Air Wednesday this week. Also, our listener James is back. But what's happening with the girl he likes in the library at Exeter Uni? Also, another listener that thinks they've got a superpower. And I bring you the latest transfer deadline day rumours. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. This person says, I can't wait for the second part of Love in the Library today. Do you remember yesterday we spoke to a guy called James who was at Exeter Uni Library? He's been spending a lot of time there at the moment because of dissertations. And hello, by the way, if you are going through exactly the same thing at the moment because you're just spending your life in that library.
Oh, it's horrible. And then by the time you've written a dissertation, you've then got to do all the references. It is long.
Long. Anyway, so James spotted a girl that he quite liked. They made eyes at each other, or so he thought. And Chris's idea yesterday was to come up with a game of noughts and crosses to play with her to break the ice.
Yeah, just because he was saying he didn't really want to go over and talk. He's not that type of guy. So I was saying, well, why not instigate a little friendly game of noughts and crosses to break the ice?
So you draw out the grid. Right, I'm doing that now. And then try and get a seat next to her, obviously. And then just slide the paper over and
go.
Noughts and crosses?
And then hopefully that relieves some of the boredom that you get from being in the library, but also opens up a bit of a conversation afterwards.
James is in the library again today, so we'll speak to him just after three. That's when your update is, because I know a lot of people were invested in this yesterday. Also, do you remember we were saying on the show the other day about the school greetings to the teacher, the classic,
Good morning, Mrs. Good morning, everyone.
Even the royals aren't safe. It happened yesterday to Camilla off of Prince Charles. She was on a visit. Listen to this. Now, I remember that from school when it was never in time. No one can get it in the same time. So it goes, good morning. Should have practiced that.
Scott Mills.
I see Instagram stories like this and I just go, Chris, we need to up our game.
What do we need to do different?
Liam Payne shows off his muscular body as he poses from the bed of his hotel room, which hosts a very kinky mirrored ceiling.
Ah.
So Liam's in a hotel somewhere that's got a mirror on the ceiling, right? So he's lying on the bed there. You'll see it on his Instagram. I think it's still on there. He's got red track bottoms on and the trainers are still on. Red phone, which matches the tracksuit bottoms. But obviously no top and just looks ripped.
I don't think I've ever stayed anywhere with a mirror on the ceiling.
That doesn't happen by accident, does it?
No.
No, it says it's like, it's the bed of quite a cool looking hotel room. But that is an amazing picture for Instagram. And then he just started walking around his room, minus his top, all on Instagram stories. Mm. We don't do anything like that.
So, in what sense? Like, do you think we should be putting mirrors above our beds and doing the same?
Just need to jazz it up a bit because, here's our exceptional.
Have you got a mirror above your bed?
No.
Who do you reckon has here?
Here?
Yeah.
Charlie Sloth, obviously.
Charlie, obviously, yeah. Classic, yeah.
Greg?
I don't know.
Greg James, possibly, actually. Yeah.
But like a small handheld mirror.
It won't be big. Yeah. It won't be like covering the whole bed.
No.
I think I have slept in a bed that has a mirror on the ceiling, though.
I bet you have.
And a waterbed.
Now, what is the deal with a waterbed? I've never been on one.
It's like being at sea.
Is it?
It's amazing, yeah.
But what's the benefits?
I don't know. It's slightly ho as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I felt a little bit seasick on it, to be fair.
Right.
I've never done revolving beds.
So you're saying be more Liam Payne, mirrors above beds.
I'm just saying be more Liam on Instagram stories because they're entertaining me a lot.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
My friend Adam's just been on saying he was always told as a kid that if he didn't change the water in the waterbed, then water snakes would grow inside, so he'd never sleep on one.
What?
I asked him, when did you even have access to a waterbed? He's like, I think my mates had one or something. And I was like, definitely kinky parents.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I think I've offended loads of people now, like Kyle in Pontypool. His parents had one. Sometimes they let him have a go on the waterbed as well. Sorry, I'm not saying anything about your parents.
Well, you were.
He just says he doesn't know how to feel about it now.
What are you saying?
It's not your fault it was in the house and they were a bit... Ooh.
That was the weirdest noise I've ever heard to describe what I think you're describing.
A little bit... Woo.
A little bit... Woo. What were your parents up to?
I'm a vampire.
Scott Mills. One.
Viren!
Hey, Scott. How's it going? How are you?
Good. Now, I heard that you were quite impressed by Chris's game the other day.
It was extremely impressive. I've never heard a superpower like this, Scott.
Which one? The Take Me Out game?
No, when Chris was able to determine whether a person was vegan, vegetarian, or a meat eater.
Ah, yes. Good. Meat or two veg, we called it.
Yeah, we even had a jingle for it.
Meat and two veg.
It is an incredible skill, and he did it twice. I thought the first time was like, well, that could just be luck. But then when it happened the second time and there was 100% success rate, I was like, fair play. Doesn't even have to be in person, just on the phone.
I'm on the phone, Scott.
What, do you want to go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. I'm not prepared for this.
Okay. Do you need anything else from Viren?
Tell me what you like doing in your spare time.
I love watching a bit of football.
Okay, I'm going into the place. Who's your favourite player?
Jamie Vardy.
Vegetarian. You're a vegetarian.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, come on. Just from your favourite player being Jamie Vardy.
Are you actually a vegetarian?
I am a vegetarian, Chris.
Nice.
It's pretty amazing, your skill. I also have a superpower, Chris.
Okay, what's your superpower?
My superpower is that I can detect the change of seasons through nosebleeds.
Say again?
Twice a year, I'm able to detect whether the seasons change from winter to summer or summer to winter.
This is incredible.
Right.
So you're just a nosebleed when the seasons change.
Exactly that, Chris. Exactly that.
So you know exactly when we're going into the next one.
Yeah, and I have some fantastic news for the listeners and you guys.
What, are you bleeding?
As of last Thursday, I think we are into summertime. This is great news, right?
Babe, it's January.
The nose doesn't lie, Scott. I find it hard to believe as well.
It's not summertime.
I think it's going to be a great summertime. It's summertime already. I'm in a T-shirt. So.
We're not even in spring.
But for your superpower to work, you have a nosebleed when the season changes, right? It doesn't work the other way around, that the season changes when you have a nosebleed.
It's not
summer.
I think it is summer, Chris. I've documented this since 2014. I have a list of dates in front of me.
No, but what you're... No, you're not listening to me.
It's what about
you're,
3 degrees. What
you're
about?
Doing is having a nosebleed, then going, oh, the season's changing. It's not.
It's just a nosebleed.
Because it's January.
I don't know whether you noticed last Thursday. The weather was amazing. This Sunday was particularly warm in the Midlands.
Sorry, this is... I'm not having this.
Not
a superpower.
You're just, not having this.
No, I'm not having it.
I do think there are people out there with incredible superpowers. Like,
and maybe this isn't just, one of them.
No, but maybe they're not that useful, but people know what they are. Yours is being able to say area codes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Phone area codes, which is very impressive. Like, for example, if I was to say to you, Birmingham.
0121.
I'm going to go random. Telford.
01952.
I don't even know if that's right. Telford area code. 01952, you got it right.
Don't check.
Incredible.
You need to check.
Absolutely incredible.
Have you got one for me?
What's Leicester's area code, Scott?
For Leicester? Oh, I've not done that one for a while. 0116?
Okay, wow, okay. We're in the presence of greatness here, guys.
Thank you.
Can detect whether there's, or Scott can detect any area code. Chris can determine whether someone's vegetarian, vegan, or a meat eater.
And you can't.
You bleed with the seasons.
basically, guys, I know that you guys have a private detective that comes on a Friday.
Yeah.
I could be the seasons guy. So when my nose bleeds later this year. You guys can drop me a call, or I can drop you a message and tell you guys, it's time for winter bulking, or it's get your legs out day.
So you want to be the guy, like we've got a private investigator, you want to be the guy that's telling us that we're going from winter to summer.
But you got to do it seriously, though, like rather than just telling us that it's summer in January, you know,
not.
Which is because it obviously isn't.
The nose doesn't lie. It is summer in January.
Stop saying the nose doesn't lie. It's not...
The nose
it's such a blatant thing to get on the show.
The nose doesn't lie, Scott.
You're a nice guy, but okay, I've heard enough. But thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Love you,
thanks,
bye.
Chris.
Love you still.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
More bangers at 2:40. I am so in the lead.
Oh, you are.
2-0.
Back to the area code, Scott. We're getting now hundreds of messages about this. Jenny Wants to know the area code for Wakefield.
019 something. 0194.
I haven't got the time to check these, so I hope that's right. Sarah wants to know Aberystwyth.
01. That's because we did a show from there a couple of years ago. 01970.
Norwich.
My friend Chris was there. 01603.
I know you've got someone in every port. That's how you know the. That's for Phil. Marcus wants to know about Crewe.
01270.
I really hope these are right. Finally, Tom wants to know Caerphilly.
02920. Scott Mills. I mean, we're not going to do this for the whole show, but I can't believe the amount of people want to know if I know what their area code is.
You were right with the last ones, by the way.
Thank you. Someone's like, oh, I bet you don't know Huddersfield. 01484. I mean, I'm not just going to read out area codes for the rest of the show, because dull. Hull, obviously big weekend last year, 01482. Well, God, you don't know Cambridge, 01223. Scott Mills. This is rude. Aaron from Newcastle's been on saying, afternoon, Mills, please don't talk about football. I'm allowed to talk about football if I want.
I know. And
just because I don't know much about it, I'm still allowed to talk about it. It can't stop me.
I do find it really strange, though, when you break news to me. So even you were on holiday recently and you sent me a text message saying, oh, so Troy Deeney's off. As in the Watford player, Troy Deeney. I was like, what are you on about?
Yeah,
luckily, you were wrong on that one.
I was in New Zealand, but I'd heard the rumours. But lol that I was 13 hours ahead of you and told you news that was potentially true that you didn't know.
But can you believe it? If, like, you were the one who told me about, you know, my favourite player.
I put on the text, just a rumour about Deeney, and you put, you nearly broke my heart then.
And you also started commenting on the Watford manager situation at the time as well, all from your holiday.
Yeah.
You are into it. You're a secret... You're like secretly into it.
Yeah, so it's another transfer deadline day today. It's like Queen's birthday, there's two. And
just the same.
Same. Now, one of my friends, Ricardo, who lives in Manchester, Ricardo, you know him. Right, there's a rumour going around. He says Mahrez has been spotted on Canal Street in Manchester. So obviously, like, celebrating something.
Oh, right, well, that's quite big. So do you know what that could possibly mean?
No.
Because... Well, so Mahrez is at Leicester, but potentially there's talk of him going to Man City. So if you're saying spotted on Canal Street, that's possibly...
Right, well, that's in Manchester, yeah, so that would make sense.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know.
But that's mad if you're breaking that one.
That's what Ricardo says. Also, another one of my mates says that one of my favourites, Giroud...
Oh, you said it right that time.
He might sign to Chelsea, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
From Arsenal?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and that'll be really bad because they're rivals, aren't they, of course?
Well, they are. But there's a kind of complicated situation around that transfer and it involves other transfers as well. But yeah, you're right. Potentially, that could still be on the table.
One of the reasons he's one of my favourites is because, he was the subject of a great Inuna Bingo one time. This one. Do you remember this from back in the day?
Alexis. And trying to hold off Giroud, and his cross-come shot, I guess, you better call it, was very close.
Yes, and, okay.
And we made a song up about him.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it together. Chim, 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 Giroud. Scott Mills. OMG, says somebody, Mahrez spotted on Canal Street in Manchester. Is the move on? Source, Scott Mills. Oh, that's the fan page for all things Manchester City. on Twitter there.
Yeah, well, look, if...
He might be going over to the other side.
Yeah, but it wasn't you who spotted him on Canal Street. It was your friend Ricardo, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they've said that it was me. It wasn't me.
But anyway, great. Listen, if you can get on those sites as well, the dream would be if we can get you on sort of BBC Sport Rumours kind of thing.
The dream.
Because you know what? They have to spend a whole day of just throwing out rumours and fill time. Because obviously it's on all day, transfer deadline day.
Tony says, talking about transfers with Scott Mills on transfer deadline day is slightly worrying me. Why are you worried? Well, because one of your players might be lost.
Listen, Mahrez spotted in Manchester is big news. If that's what your friend is saying,
I'm sorry, I didn't realise that was so big. Anyway, on to Bumble Air Wednesday.
It's halfway through the week, Scott. Come on!
Hang on, my echo's on the wall.
Is it broken?
Are we good? We're on.
Vegan!
And this from the Commonwealth Games.
And a little earlier, Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold in the 48-kilogram category. She beat Shishlila Lickmabarm. A great win for her too. Remember this? People sleep talking.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
The meat eater.
What you're saying is...
It's not your fault it was in the house and they were a bit...
Ooh.
That was the weirdest noise I've ever heard to describe what I think you're describing.
A little bit woo.
A little bit woo. What were your parents up to?
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
It's not been on for a while.
Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy, Nick Minnett.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lickmabarm.
Only the tip of Michael Jackson today I noticed as well.
Uh-huh. We'll save the full version for next time, I think. Come on then, Max the Plumber in Shrewsbury fitting a bathroom. Chris from Leek. Here I am again, lad, says Sam, bumbling his plough off in Somerton.
Hello, Jenny from Leighton Buzzard, bumbling while playing noughts and crosses, old school.
After Charlotte's 20th last night. This person claims to be bumbling with Mahrez, actually on Canal Street,
wow,
Manchester, right now. Hello, if that's true. Stephen in Suffolk, bumbling his truck off. Felix bumbling his paintbrushes off in Bromsgrove. Lloyd is in Swansea, home of Radio 1's biggest weekend. Looking forward to it, hoping to get a ticket.
Big win for them last night, actually, Swansea, Scott, against Arsenal, actually. Arsenal fan TV, of course, popping off. Result, yeah, it all got a bit nasty. But anyway, look, shout out to Gaz in Kent, bumbling his nut off as per... Who else we got? We've got Codge, Ali, Luke and Jordan, the electricians bumbling their switches off in Eastleigh. Your hometown, Scott.
Yes.
Big up.
Sarah, the dog groomer's been on.
Oh, I tell you what. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Molly and Darren, en route home from Norwich. Area code 01603.
Shout out to Zach Dingle driving his tractor in Wiltshire. I believe the real Zach Dingle, it must be.
What?
Off of... Well, no, probably not off of Emmerdale, but, like, an actual Zach Dingle.
OK. Crying at the gap today, lads. Good one. That's from Alex. And Chris is driving home enjoying Scott Mills' unique take on the transfer news. Well, thank you very much.
Nick Minnett.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, I mean, it doesn't sound much, but there was a bit of a cliffhanger on the show. James, who is at the University of Exeter Library, fancies a girl in there, and he's spending a lot of time in there at the moment, cos dissertation. They've kind of made weird eyes at each other, but that's as far as it's got. Today, James is in the library again. We'll get an update from him, and maybe mind try and think maybe something might happen today, I'm hoping.
Oh, that'd be ideal.
3:10.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Matt in Middlesbrough.
Hello, how are you doing, Scott?
You're great. The fastest right. Delivery driver in the northeast. Whoa!
Definitely, without anybody even getting a shout in for the title.
I'm really, really enjoying the confidence of that, Matt. How do you know that's true?
Well, I'm always the first back to the depot and the first van parked up, so has to be said.
obviously within legal limits of driving and all of that. But yeah, you're just talking sheer efficiency. You don't even bother with a lunch break or anything like that. Just too busy delivering.
When you said you're talking sheer, I was like, a sheer efficiency.
Yeah. Listen, have some respect, Scott. We're talking to the fastest delivery driver in the Northeast.
Yes. Okay, so you're from Middlesbrough. What time do you finish today?
Should be done for about 4 o'clock.
So. Okay, so we're peak time for you. Like, you listen to us all the time, right?
Yep, every single day.
And who do you normally pick on bangers?
Whoever's got the best song, has to be said. I know Chris needs some love this week. You're getting slammed.
2-0 down, man.
Slammed, getting slammed ears. Middlesbrough, of course, 01642 area code. Okay. Is that right?
Absolutely spot on, yeah that's
okay.
Right.
Here's what I've got for you today. Axwell, I found you.
Chill.
Yeah, I've got. All right.
Let's do Chris.
All right, Matt. Yeah. I want to impress you today. I need your help. But I do want to impress you today. My banger's choice today is this. We've gone big today, haven't we, Scott? This is Calvin Harris, An Example. What a combo. We'll be coming
Calvin
back.
Harris, nah.
We're pumped for the hump.
Listen, okay. These are two fast deliveries from us, Matt. Don't know what that means. Really,
I pride myself on being a fast deliverer.
Definitely a tough one. Calvin Harris, favourite DJ. I'm afraid, Chris, you might have to get your pants down this week because I'm going with Scott.
No! Again?
Again.
What I'm doing, Chris, I'm providing variety.
No, you're
1 minute is Westlife.
This isn't the place for more music variety, Scott. This is bangers. This is, you know, when you find yourself playing Flying Without Wings by Westlife, I think you need a good, long, hard look at yourself.
No, I'm just turning up the feel good. That's what I'm doing. Foo Fighters, you've got Westlife in there. Then Axwell, he's there. You don't know where I'm going to go next.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Was he a delivery driver or a getaway driver? Because that was a robbery.
All the fast delivery drivers have been on, including the Womanos delivery driver of the Midlands, record of 64. Apparently, like an official record, 64 deliveries.
In huge. What?
Womanos.
But in what time?
Oh, yeah, good point.
One. Scott Mills.
Daniel Elgin says, I'm a bit late. Have we heard back from the guy in the library yet? I'm now invested. Don't worry, Daniel, you're not late. We spoke to a guy called James yesterday. He goes to university in Exeter. And on the show yesterday, he told us this.
Basically, let's just really get out in the library and kind of notice each other, I think.
Oh, OK. What, like, kind of awkward eyes at each other?
Yeah, a lot of awkward eyes. I need an opening, and I thought you guys would be a good place to come to.
So do you think that she spotted you?
Our uni has a Facebook page where if you think someone's fit, then you kind of say the time you saw them. And there was a post that I thought might have been about me.
One of my friends has been in this situation before. Get a piece of paper, draw out the grid for noughts and crosses, yeah? In the top left, in one of the corners, put like a circle or a cross to start the game.
Someone may hear this.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any more Facebook messages after this show has been on today. And then, if that doesn't work, then we go noughts and crosses.
I worry someone else is going to play noughts and crosses with her now.
That was yesterday. This is the story that had the nation talking yesterday afternoon. James is in the library again. Let's see what the latest is. Hello, James.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Back in the library again. More work, is it?
Yeah, another day.
Oof. Okay, tell me, what's going on?
So basically, I was already with the noughts and crosses earlier. Had my pen, had my paper out.
Did you actually?
I did. she came in, but she came in like the busiest time, so all the seats were taken.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going on now. It's about 5 minutes ago. So I don't know if she's still around or not. But basically, this is like I'm not in again for another week because I'm at the rugby on Saturday and stuff like that. So,
oh, you can't leave us for Six Nations.
I know, it's a nightmare.
This could just be getting interesting and we could have got you in touch with her and now you're going away.
I know. That's what I'm hoping, she's going to come back.
Yeah. Okay, so are you in a seat in the library?
Yeah, I've walked away just to speak to you now.
Okay. But she couldn't find one, so she walked off?
Yeah.
Oh, how annoying.
It's really tricky to know what to do here. I can only assume she's searching for a seat at the moment.
Yeah, I think she wanted one with her friend because there were seats. Hang on one second.
What?
Sorry, I'm not in a good location here.
Why? What, are people listening?
Yeah, I'm like, it's like the quietest spot I could find in the library.
Ah, okay.
Are you being shushed?
I'm not. Our library's pretty good. The quiet section's not really the main bit, so you're allowed to talk a bunch of stuff.
Okay. You were saying yesterday that there's a Facebook thing at your uni in Exeter where if you think someone's a bit fit, you can put on anonymously messages and see if they see it. And because you were making eyes at this girl and she was doing it back, there was a message on the Facebook saying to the cute boy that was making eyes at me, and you thought that might be you. Any update on that?
Well, yesterday, the Facebook page, I think it's unrelated, but the Facebook page kind of disappeared for a few hours.
Oh, no, this is probably our fault.
I don't know. It had been inactive for like a few days before that. So,
what? So is it down?
What was going on? It's back up again now, but they're not very responsive with posts. So if you post, it might take a few days for it to come through.
I don't think you can rely on that thing, to be honest. Yeah. The Facebook group. I don't think you can rely on it.
I was holding out hope for that.
Were you?
Mm.
You can't see her around anywhere. I mean, you can't. You know.
I mean, I could have a scout round now.
Have a little look. How long does it take to walk around the library, James?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, right. Listen, I can play a song here and I'll give you a chance to have a little scout around, all right?
Okay, I'll have a scout.
Have a scout, wait there.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so James has looked around the library. Hey, James.
Hello.
What's happening?
So, she is in the library.
Right.
She's on a different floor.
Okay, what does this mean?
I walked past and her friend gave me quite a stare. I don't know if that's because I was on the phone though. But
is that the same eyes that were described on the Facebook thing? Because this could be the curveball here. The friend might like you.
I mean, I don't think so. But
surely you've got to go back and give her the paper with the noughts and crosses on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. It's like right in the busiest bit of the library.
The aim is that you start up a game, isn't it? So you kind of have to be sat near to that.
Okay. She's nowhere near me, like my spot in the library, so it's going to look pretty weird, but I'm willing to do it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why are you so keen, James? Just want to get this done now, don't you?
Well, it's now or never, really. Otherwise, we've got to wait a week.
It's dragging on, because you're away, aren't you, next week? Okay.
It's slightly against what we were thinking as a plan. It's not ideal, not going to lie, but why don't we just go with it? Why don't we give the noughts and crosses, and then just find a reason to kind of hover around for a second?
So explain once again what the noughts and crosses idea was.
All right, so this is just a very simple idea. If you're not feeling very brave in terms of having a conversation with someone, you know, because it can be tricky when you meet someone to kind of open up that conversation, know what to say, especially in a library, because it's so boring and quiet in the library. You go over and you draw out the grid for noughts and crosses and you just start the game. And then the idea is, you know, you just join in, have a little friendly game. And it just makes conversation more easy.
So, James, you've got the noughts and crosses grid there, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, have you started to play the... Conan?
My pen's just right
out. Oh, my God. Okay,
lick it.
Hello. Lick it. Hello.
Never understood what that
was. Doing that. Got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay.
It works.
Hey. Okay. So what does he do now, Chris? Does he draw the first naught or cross?
Yes, draw the first naught or cross.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And now when he's to head over to her, wherever she is in the library, and just say, fancy a quick game of noughts and crosses, and hand over, slide the piece of paper over.
And then do I just wait there?
I think you wait for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, the awkward bit in this, ideally you'd go sit next door as if you're both bored, but we haven't got the time now,
no.
So...
Let's just go for it. Just go for it, James.
Just about
a month. OK. The longer you wait, the worse it is. Just get it over with.
Okay, I'm inside.
Okay. I'm doing just like a quick fancy game of Noughts and Crosses? Just casual, like.
Do you fancy a game of Noughts and Crosses?
What happened?
That was a no.
Yeah, it was a resounding no.
Resounding no there, was it?
Yeah.
You know, I think we've screwed you over, to be honest, because I think... And it was a very anticlimactic end, actually. But I worry that the whole point of this was that you wouldn't need to talk, so it made it easier. Mm. But what we've done is we've forced you to say something actually quite weird.
Oh.
But, I mean, at least we know now.
Was she smiling?
No.
Did it feel at all flirty or anything?
No.
Didn't come across that way?
No.
Are we giving up on this?
I definitely think so.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I see, I'm hopeful. It was no to Noughts and Crosses. It wasn't no to a date.
I think it might be a no from me.
Maybe we go for a different tactic another.
Right.
Did you get it? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, savage.
I know, savage.
Cool. Straight up no, wasn't it?
It was a definite, it was a quick no as well. It wasn't even a I'm thinking about
no.
It. No.
Yeah.
Are you fine, James? Are you gutted?
Well, no, because now we know, don't we?
No, I disagree. I think
know.
The Noughts and Crosses thing has thrown you a curveball.
I don't
that
think
was your idea, Chris.
No, but it was badly executed by you and Scott.
blame
Scott.
Blame me. I don't think this is done yet. I'll call you next week.
All right.
Trust me, it'll be fine.
Thanks. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Poor James. Getting pied there on Radio 1. Brutal.
Brutal. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, though. Georgia messaged, my girl, guys, you gave awful advice. You should have asked for a pen and then drew the grid in front of her and handed the pen back with the grid.
Yeah, it was easy to say that now, isn't it? Yeah. We'll get James back on. We'll find him someone.
Why?
Someone. And that's a guarantee.
Scott Mills.
Seriously, Chris, it all happens in the university library. I never knew.
Yeah.
Joe says, once got told my ex had cheated on me in the library as she thought I'd react badly and make a scene, but then you can't in the library. She was then upset when I didn't care and complained that she'd gone all the way to the library for no reason.
Right, okay.
Well... That's weird. It's like break up with someone in the library because they can't make a scene. Also, Alison's been on saying, I found myself in a library eye contact flirtationship in my third year at uni. Then I saw him a few times, more eye contact happening. Then ended up bumping into him on my last night out before I finished uni. And Alison in Bristol says, it all ended very nicely for me that night.
Right.
Okay, Alison. She says it was a millennial fairy tale.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.